Boker Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim HaKodesh, gives daf Tzadik Chet, and we are holding 9 lines down from the top. We were in the middle of discussing the various requirements for Bias HaMashiach, the simonim for Bias HaMashiach, and we were talking about the various kitsim, and of kolu kol kitsim. We got up to Omar Rabbi Abba today, the Omar Rabbi Abba. So this is a continuation, basically, from the previous sugya, where we were talking about all of the various simonim. Ein lo chaketz begulem mizeh. Want to take a look at what is the biggest raya to you that Mashiach is on his way? It's the pasuk shenemar v'atem harei Yisrael anpechem titenu ufiryechem tisu l'ami Yisrael. So once this happens, that the mountains of Eretz Yisrael are filled with trees, fruits are growing all over Eretz Yisrael, where during the time of the Golos there was nothing, and even the Oivim, v'shomumu alecha, and there was nothing that was really growing, very little agriculture, that it says just enough to provide for life scrabbling, and all of a sudden you'll see that Eretz Yisrael will bring forth all of these incredible pears and start exporting to all of the world things that nobody believed would come from such a country, the best wines in the world and the most amazing fruit in the world. L'ami Yisrael ki kervu lavo. So this is, as the end of the pasuk says, this is the clear sign that my nation is about to come home. Rabbi Elazar Omer is another very clear-cut indication. Shenemar. Ki lifnei ha-yomim ahem, sechar ha-adam lo ni'yeh, va-sechar ha-be'ima enena, v'le-yotse v'lavoin shalom min-atzar. And before the coming, in the closure, when the Golos is about to return, will be the most difficult time in which economy will be so difficult, and there will be no peace from people who want to walk along the way. What is the Haggadah of the Yotze Lavo and Shalom? That even Talmidei Chachomim, that they are the ones that are the Yotze Shalom, right? We talk about the way that Talmidei Chachomim are the ones who bring Shalom to the world, Rav Shalom Bonayich. Even those where it says, Shalom Rav La'oyavei Torasecha V'ein La'omo Michshol, even they don't have any Shalom. Meaning that when they talk with each other and learning, instead of it being a period of, wow, I'm so happy to hear what you have to say, and I'm so excited to be able to expand my learning, this the opposite happens, and they become enemies with each other, and they have jealous with each other, and there's competition. Whoever heard of such a thing? So even this, the Talmidei Chachomim, because of the Tsar, meaning because this is one of the approaches in Rashi, is that the Tsar is the Yetzer Hara. Because of that Tsar, there won't be any peace even in learning Torah. There'll be nothing but politics and competition. That's a sign that the Mashiach is on his way. Rishmuel Omar, Ad Yukol HaShe'arim Kulan Shekulim. It's a time in which prices are the same all over the world. And therefore, there's Yotze Lavo in Shalom. There's no point in going and importing goods and traveling to this country and that country. Wherever you go, goods are so available that there's no difference. And the prices are the same basically all over the world. You just order from Amazon, free delivery, no problem. So why would anybody actually get engaged in the type of Yotze Lavo? That's what it means. That's the way some of the Achronim explain it. It's very sweet. Omer Rabbi Chanina. Ein ben David, Mashiach will only come when the pollution is so incredibly bad that you won't be able to get a fish that's healthy for a person who needs a fish that isn't contaminated with mercury and God knows what else, because it says, "Az ashkia meimeim v'narotam kashemen olich." The waters are going to flow like filthy oil. And then, at that point, when the earth gets that ruined, by Yom Ahu Atzmiach Keren LeBeit Yisrael, that's when there will be already the Keren, the Beis Yisrael, to show that we're in need of a global Melech. Omer Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Ein Ben David Ba, Achitichler Malchut Hazala Miyisrael. This is an incredible, incredible way of understanding the pasuk. It's V'charat HaZalzalim. An incredible pasuk. V'charat HaZalzalim. What in the world are Zalzalim? The Mazmirot. So this is Yeshayo, it seems to mean the cheapies, the people who are petty, who have nothing to stand for. That's exactly what it means. All of the governments, what are they interested in? Pettiness, petty politics, absurdities. Until that, you get rid of that, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come with some electric shears, cut down all the zalzalim that are sticking out. Then, ba'etahi uvar shayla Hashem tzvakot, am memushach umurat. At that point, finally, a people that is so ripped up and torn that then the people that have been, the Kalal Yisrael that has gone through all these horrible people will now be able to bring a Shaila Hashem. Omar Ziri, Omar Rabbi Chanina, Ein Ben David Ba, Chichlu Gasei HaRuach Miyisrael. Until you get rid of all of these arrogant, strutting fools, that you can't have a Mashiach there. Shenemar, ki az asir mirkirbech alizega avatech. It's then that I'm going to, this is in Tzfanya, and only then will I be able to take out from you, and afterwards, yisharti bikirbech amani dal v'chosu b'shem Hashem. The most incredible historical coincidence is that the translation of alizega avatech is gay pride. Literally. Aliz is gay, and Gava is pride. Alize Gavatech, is that not insane? So, that's really crazy. It's direct literal translation, right? So, we'll have to get rid of you, from you, Alize Gavatech, and then what will be left is people that are ani vedal in terms of their minds and how it is that they are humble people, and people with patience. And that's what it means. It doesn't mean poor. It means people who view themselves with a realistic view of what it is to be a human being. Omer Rabbi Smaloi Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Ein ben David ba, ad sheyichlu kol shoftim v'shotrim Yisrael. First they say, kill all the lawyers. That's the first thing to do. So that would mean getting rid, of course, of all of the judges, because they all come from that same background, you know. And therefore, we'll finally get a little bit of justice, get rid of all of the cops, and we'll finally have something that will be start from fresh. So what does it say? When will you get back the shoftim kavrishona? That's only after we get rid of all of the filth and garbage, using soap to clean it all away, and then we can start again. Amarula, and Yerushalayim nivdeit ela bitzdaka. Yerushalayim will be redeemed. It's a question over here how exactly to be goyis, because the truth is that this lashon of Yerushalayim leads to problems later on. And if you take a look in the Torah, you take a look in the Rambam, the lashon is in Yisrael nivdeit. Where he brings in Uchas Batanis of Yainim. So it's in Yisrael Nifteit Elabit Zdaka. Shinehemar Tzion Bimishpati Padeh Vishavea Bitzdaka. Because if you learn it's Yerushalayim, so then it's very strange that we focus Bitzdaka when Yerushalayim, the part of Yerushalayim, it says it's Bimishpat, it's the Shavea Bitzdaka. So if you're talking about Yisrael, so then this makes more sense. Omer of Papa. Look, ibatli yehiri, ibatli yamgushi, ibatli dayane, ibatli gazirpati. I mean, if we could get rid of all of these stuck-up mamzerim, then we could get rid of all of the amgushi. The amgushi were, this was a machlokas, remember, we had back in Shabbos. What exactly are amgushi? But the pashtus is usually used as the Persians who were, you know, Zoroastrians, and they were very, very crazy in their beliefs, and they forced themselves on everybody. If we got rid of that, we'd get rid of them. Ibatli Dayane, if we got rid of all of these phony judges and we'd finally have some judicial changes, so then at that point, Batli Gazirpate, we would get rid of all of the these were the Romans or the Persians who would force their phony piskei halachas to take money away from the Jews. Ibatli yehire ibatli am gushe that it says vetzrof gebor sigayich v'yasira kol padilayich. So then that seems the pasuk that we had before from Yeshayahu. If we translate it literally, so then we could translate it like this. That Srov Kabor Sigayich, not to use the word Sigai in the sense of dirt, like it's used in Lashon HaKodesh, Sig, but rather to use it as Sagi, which is Aramaic. And Sagi would mean the overblown ones, right? I mean, people that are stuck up. And then the Bidilayich would be the Lashon not of tin, but the Lashon of Bidilayich HaMuvdalim, the people who are out of it, out of meaning they are not part of the Am Hashem. So that's what it would say if we could get rid of the ones who are over big, they're walking around with big heads. So then we would get rid, as we said in the Pasuk, that it's Merambis to the Amgushi. And if, what's the remez to the Ibati Dayani Bati Gazirpati? Tichtiv, Hey Sir Hashem Mishpatayich, Pina Oyevech. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gotten rid of these phony, Justice Department and has removed all of those people, then Pina Oyevech. Then your enemy is turned away. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Im Ra'ita Dor, Shemitma'ech Vaholech, Chakela, if you see a generation that is becoming weaker and weaker, they just seem to be becoming stupider and stupider, less endowed with ability to do anything serious, and they don't look as human as people used to look. Wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's as Am Ani Toshia, in which things are impoverished in every way. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to be Moshiach you. And another thing Rabbi Yochanan said is that Im Ra'ita Dor Shetzarot Rabot Ba'ot Alav Kenahar Chakela. If there's a generation, we have one crazy thing after another, then that's time to wait for Mashiach. I mean, you know, first you get this COVID insanity, and then you get these attacks, and then you get these Minim and Apikursim that are trying to destroy you from within. It's one thing after another, then that is a proof that it's Ruach Hashem Nisusa, then Uvalatzion Goyel. So it's as if even the Shechina is being eaten up from within here. That's when to remember Uvalatzion Goyel. The Omer Rebbe Yochanan, Ein Ben David Ba, Ela Bedor Shekulo Zakai, Okulo Chayav. Either the entire generation are tzaddikim, or there's nothing left that is useful at all. So that's the same thing that was in Mitzrayim, where like the Rambam actually brings this lahalacha, which is the kimat kat oto, et cetera, et cetera. It was at that point that, and that's what we talk about, and that there was the sakona of Klal Yisrael falling into the chamishim shari tuma. That would be the dor shekula chayev. And it's possible that if ameich kulam tzadikim, the Olam Yeshuaretz, that they should come to a madrega of such tzidkes that there's nothing that's ma'akev bias HaMashiach, then of course, as we said before, Mashiach would become. And so we have Dorshek Olochayev, is Merumez Vayar ki ein ish, Vayish Tomim ki ein Mavgiah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw there wasn't a single human being left on the planet. There was not a single person that could be even daven. Then it follows up with the Pasuk of Lema'ani. Lemani, I'm going to do this because what else is the choice? Ki eich yechal? How could we allow the Shem Hashem to be completely mechulal, that there should be nothing left? Because of that, I will do it for me and not for you, for Shmi HaGadol. Omar, Rabbi Alexandre, remember that we have the famous pasuk in Yeshayahu, Bi'ita, Ani Hashem, it says there, Ani Hashem, Bi'ita, Chishena, which doesn't seem to make sense. Bi'ita chishena means at the right time, I will hurry it up. I mean, if it's at the right time, so you're not hurrying it up. I'm Rabbi Alexandria. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi pointed out that this is contradictory. I mean, on one end it says bi'ita. It's Shabita means this is the expected time. And then you say, Achishena, that I'm going to make it come quicker. So that means Zachu Achishena. If Klal Yisrael is Zeicha to be able to be Metayer itself and to be Chazer B'tshuva and to be ready for Bias HaMashiach. So then, whenever that time is, Achishena, I'll just work it out that that will be the Zman for Mashiach. But if not, there's still that time of Bi'ita. And that time won't be missed at the end.
It's similar to drinking.
To drinking.
It's the natural time when we hurry up the more.
Okay, thank you. Omer Rabbi Alexandra. There was another thing that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi pointed out is a contradiction in the vision of Bias HaMashiach. So on the one hand, we've got that amazing vision in Daniel in which Mashiach is presented as Luke Skywalker, where he's walking on the clouds and he seems to be almost superhuman in his powers. Va'aru im anane shemaya kebarini shate. I was looking, says Daniel, and I see, walking on the clouds, there is a human. That is his vision of a Mashiach. Coming like the clouds, rushing in. Buchtiv ani v'rochev ala chamor. On the other hand, we've got Zechariah's, his vision of, there's this poor man riding on a donkey, schlepping along very slowly. How do you explain that? Therefore, says there too, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Zachu imanane shemaya. Teiv klal Yisrael is zeicha that it's time for a real fast, brilliant, and massive Bias HaMashiach. It's like Luke Skywalker. Lo zachu. You have to sit and schlep for decades with all these mishagoyim and it. And the Mashiach schleps his way in and doesn't, you don't even know that he's there until 10 years later. You know, so lo zachu, ani v'rochev al chamor. So, and the Chinami, the Mefarshim explain that Mashiach himself has no idea who he is in this vision of Mashiach. Omar le Shvor Malka le Shmuel. So remember, Shvor Malka was a friend of Shmuel's. He was one of the Melochim from Poras. And he said to him, kidding around, obviously, you know, Amritu Mashiach HaChamora Ate, you tell me that your guys have this Messiah and he's going to be coming on a donkey. I mean, surely we could do better than that. I'd be happy to lend him my Mercedes, you know, have a little bit of a better kind of situation. I've got a Susia Bark. I mean, I've got this gorgeous award-winning horse that it just like, it's called Lightning, you know. They call it Susia Barkas. Brilliant. I'd be happy to give it to him. I'll send it to him. Omar Leh said Shmuel to him, ach, you don't have a kind of horse like the donkey of Mashiach, do you? You think you've got a lightning horse. He's got a donkey of 100 colors. You don't have a horse like that, do you? So, fine. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Ashkach Leliyo. So Yeshua ben Levi brought... It's incredible humor of these people. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi bumps into Eliyahu, and he is standing on the Pesach of the Mara of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and that was a place that had such kedusha because it was the place where the Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was zeicha to learn there for 12 years and had those nisim that were done for him. Okay, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asks Eliyahu, do you know whether I have a chelik in Olam Haba? I mean, I would love to know whether I've really messed myself up, or can I get straight into Olam Haba or not? So Eliyahu says, well, im yirtzeh Adon Hazeh was a reference to the Shechina, says Rashi, who was standing there with them. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, I didn't see that Adon Hazeh. I only saw two people there. That was me and Eliyahu, but I heard three people, and that was the call of the Shechina. So then Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asks Eliyahu, when is Mashiach coming? Hematayati Mashiach, says Eliyahu, go ask him yourself. What do you have to ask me? Where am I supposed to find Mashiach? Yes, Eliyahu. Ve'echa yasir. Apischa de Karator. Apischa de Romi is the It was the other girsa here. That is the way that the Gra has the girsa, and it's apparently very clear that all of the Rishonim seem to have the girsa, like the Gra. And so how am I supposed to know if, I mean, he's sitting there with a bunch of poor people at the gates of Rome. How am I going to know who he is? My Simoni. Well, I'll tell you how you can spot him. He is sitting there with the people that are most broken down there. Aniyei sovlei chalaim. These are people who are sick and broken. Kulam shoru v'asiri b'chadzimna. All of them, so these were like mitzoroim. And they're all sitting around when they change their bandages. So they change all of their bandages at the same time. There's only one guy there that you'll see. He changes one bandage at a time. So he takes it off, he puts on the new one, goes to the next one. Why does he do that? Because he says, listen, I have to be ready for immediate action, you know? I mean, the beeper for Mashiach could turn at any second, and I'm waiting. I can't afford to be sitting here changing bandages when it's time to be jumping on my 100-color lightning donkey. Dilma mi bayina, delo yakev. I can't be delayed. Okay, so Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi spots him and says to him, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Umari. So Mashiach answers him, Shalom Alechem, Bar Levi. Omar Lei, Le'im Ata Timar, when will you be showing up? So Mashiach says, today. What do you think? Anyway, he goes back, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi goes back to Eliyahu. So Eliyahu says to him, so what did he say to you? He said to me, Shalom Alecha, Bar Levi. Oh, says Eliyahu, if that's what he said to you, then that's your answer about Olam Haba, because he never would have addressed you in that way. That's a sign that you and your father, because he calls you Bar Levi, so Aftachach Lach Ulavuch Li'almadas, he's guaranteeing you a ticket to Olam Haba. Yes, says Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, but he's a liar. You can't trust him for nothing. I asked him when he's showing up, and he said today, and he never showed up. So Shakuri Koshakir B. Di'amali Hayyoma Tina, he said, I'm coming today. He didn't come, said Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. You have to understand what he means. When he says Hayom, he's referring to a pasuk. Hayom im bekolot tishmo. Of course, it's always Hayom. That's why it says the pasuk that way. I've been waiting here every single day for Hayom. Uvechol yom v'yom Mordechai misalech lifnecha tzarbek. Of course it's Hayom. Nu. You're asking me when I'm coming. No, I'm asking you when I'm coming, you idiot. Anyway, Shalu Tamunav, as Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Emosai ben David Ba. He says, I can't tell you because I'm afraid if I tell you, you're going to say, Rabbi, you have to give us a sign, a portent of some kind, that what you're telling us is true. Otherwise, you know, you could just tell us whatever you want. So I'm not going to tell you. I'm not in the market for giving out these simonim, you know. So they said to him, no, we promise. We're not going to ask you. We just want to know when Mashiach is coming. All right, then I'll tell you. Look, she yipol ha-shar ha-zeh v'yibaneh, v'yipol v'yibaneh, v'yipol, v'ein maspikim livnot ha-shar ben David ba. You see this Rome over here? You know how many different iterations this Western civilization is going to go through? So this whole first vision, that's all going to collapse. Then they'll rebuild. Then that's going to collapse. Then they'll rebuild. And that's going to collapse. But they won't have a chance to rebuild before Mashiach shows up. Ein maspikim livnoto ad shet ben David ba. Omer lo Rebbe, give us an os. Oh, my love. But you promised. You said you're not going to ask me for an os. Oh, come on, come on. Please, afa pikein. I mean, this is too exciting, you know. We need to have some kind of os. Okay, I'll give you a little os. So go up to Maharat Pamias, and the waters in Maharat Pamias should turn into blood. When they have chuladam, sure enough, they turn into blood. He said, oh, there's your os. B'shaspati raso, when Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was dying, so he said to them, listen, guys, ha'miku le'aroni, dig my grave deep. She'in kol deka v'deka sheba bavel, she'in sur shoparsim nikshar bo. things are going to be so bad that there's not a single palm tree in the whole Bavel that these Persians are not, when they make their big invasion, they're going to be putting their horses tied to every single palm tree in Bavel. And ain lecha kol oron v'oron sh'be'eretz Yisrael, there won't be a coffin in the whole land of Israel, that you're not going to have sus, madai ochel bo teven. They're going to use these coffins for feeding troughs for horses. I want to be buried deep. I don't want to be used for this feeding trough. Omar Rav, in ben David ba'achit itpasheta malchut al Yisrael tisha chodashim. Until Klal Yisrael is under the complete control of the West, 9 months. Shinemar lachein yitneim ad eit yoleida yalada v'yeter achav yeshuvan al b'nei Yisrael. They will be given over for the time that it takes to give birth, which is 9 months, and then the rest will come back to Eretz Yisrael. Omar Ula, I can tell you one thing, man. Let Mashiach come, but I don't want to see it. Make sure I'm not alive. Yeti v'loich mine. V'chein Omar Rabba. Rabba said the same thing. Yes, indeed. I'm completely in favor of Mashiach's coming. The faster the better, as long as I don't have to see it. So, Reb Yosef says, that's ridiculous. I'd be happy to sit next to a pile of his dung and sit in the cell, in the shadow of his donkey's dung. And that would be wonderful for me. I don't know what your guys' problem is. So Abaya asks Rabba, what are you making such a fuss for? Why don't you want to be alive at the time of Mashiach's coming? It's because you're afraid of the tzoras associated with Mashiach. V'atanya sh'alu talmidav es Rabbi Elazar, ma yaseh adam v'yinatzel mi'chevlo shel Mashiach? What can a person do to be saved from chevlo shel Mashiach? And he said, what to do is to be oisek in Torah and gemilas chasadim. I mean, please, Rabbi, I mean, you're the guy who does all the Torah and gemilas chasadim. You are the essence, Amar. Oh, Teira, our Gemilot Chasadim. You are Teira. You are Gemilot Chasadim. So what do you have to worry about? Said Rabba, Shema Yigro Machet. You can't take any chances, you know, because we know what Rabbi Yaakov Aridi said. Rabbi Yaakov Aridi says, isn't it a contradiction? On the one hand, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu promising, Hine Anochi Imach Ushmarticha Bechol Asher Telech. And on the other hand, we find that Yaakov Avinu, nonetheless, was terrified. It says, Vayira Yaakov Mod, Vayitzerlo. He was very, very frightened. So, how is that? Because, Hayamit Yareh, Sheman Yigro Machet. So, a person can never know to trust himself for a moment. Who knows? You do something, you say one little word, you just make a mistake in how you respond to something, and there goes everything that you worked for. Take a look all around you, see it all over the place. People just give away their Olam Haba for one line of Lashon Hara, and that's it. Goodbye, Charlie. Then they give away 70 years of life. So I'm not going to take my chances. I'd rather not be there when he comes. Also, find another place. It was Regeh all of Klal Yisrael, Kedetanya. It says in the Braisa that the Pasuk of Ad Yavoram Chashem, Ad Yavoram Zukanita. So Ad Yavoram Chashem refers to the first Yerishena coming into Eretz Yisrael. With all of those Nisim and the Yarden opening up and so on. Ad Yavoram Zukanita is obviously a remez to be a Shnia. So, Ulechora, what that pasuk means is that there's a hekesh of Bia Rishayna to be a Shnia. And that is that you see Re'uyim O Yisrael, Le'asot Le'em Nes B'Bia Shnia K'Bia Rishayna. Klal Yisrael was actually set up to be able to have Nisim v'Niflois at the time of coming into Eretz Yisrael, at the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, with the same level of Nisim with which they came in with Yoshua. So what happened? It was awful instead. Ela Shigar Machet. So you see that even if it's a haftocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'teva, the din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's haftocha L'teva has to be mekuyam is only where it's given, as the Rambam brings, it's only where it's given as a raya to a Navi's Nevias, then it has to happen. But if it's part of the Torah, or if it's something that the person himself was told, and he doesn't require any rayas, so then in that case, it doesn't have to happen. And if you're not roy, so then it doesn't happen. Okay, I see I'm in trouble here. We're about, you know what Yishpi Benov said yesterday. Now there's two of them. Now they're going to gang up on me and attack me? I was ready for this. Always plan ahead. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also agreed. Yesei v'lo achimene. Let him come, but I don't want to be there to see him. So Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, so what are you all nervous about? My time, ilema mishum dechtiv, kasher yanus ish mipnei ha'ari, ufigo hadov, uba bayit v'samach gedol akir, unishokho anachash. So look, it sounds pretty terrifying over there, the pasuk in Amos, that you go and you run from one tzara to another, you manage to escape, and then they're back. You're running away from the lion, and you meet up with the bear. You rush into the house to escape. Put your hand up on the wall, and there's a snake that now bites your hand. A rattlesnake. So is that what you think is such a tzar? You've seen the same thing, Be'elam Hazeh. We don't have to wait here, but we're using the word Be'elam Hazeh with the way the world is now as opposed to Yimat HaMashiach. So you see, again, that we use the words in so many different ways. Ba'atid Lavo, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, Pios HaMesim, and so on and so forth. Okay, so I'll show you that people go through exactly this in regular life today, okay? Bo Ve'erecha, Dugmato Be'elam Hazeh. Guy goes out to his field. He's going to walk and do whatever he wishes to do in his field. Oh, my God. Upagabo santer. He sees a santer coming. These santers, they were the land appropriators from the government. They might take away his field. He runs away. So what's that? That's like meeting a lion, right? So then he runs into the city to get away from this guy. And who does he meet? He meets the tax collectors, a gabbai, not the nice gabbai that we have over here, but he meets a mean tax collector. That this guy is after him now in another way. Oh my gosh, that's like meeting up with a bear. He runs home in order to escape this guy, and he sees his children, his sons and his daughters are sitting there complaining and moaning. They don't have what to eat. And that's as if he came home and he's bitten by a snake. So basically, life is tough, you know. So what are you going to say? Because life is tough when Mashiach comes, so therefore you don't want to live. You could say that today also. That can't be the reason. Must be, Mishum Tehtiv, Shaluna Ure'u. So this is, of course, the famous psukim that the Goyim love to bring Azariah to Yoshke Pipik, right? So here's Yirmiyos. So ask and see, im yoleid zachar, to see whether a man has a child. So how do you explain the fact, madura yiti kol gever yadava chalatzavka yoleida? So why do I see all of these men and they're holding the place where you'd be holding yourself if you're having contractions for giving birth. So he's sitting there on his loins like a woman who's giving birth. She's in labor. V'nefchu kopanim liyerakon. And everybody's face is turning green, turning pale, in other words. So what is this referring to? Ma'iraiti kol gever. That's referring to kol hagvura. Omar Rav Bar Yitzchak Omar Rav. That's Kevayochel referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi shekol agvurah shelo. And what does it mean when it says nefchu kopanim liyerakon? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the pamalya shalmala, pamalya shalmata. It's all of the malachim and all of Klal Yisrael are going to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, b'shah shamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This happened by Mitzrayim as well. And therefore we know that it's part of the Derech of Geula, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, halalu ma'aseh yadayv, halalu ma'aseh yadayv. Look, You know, you got the Jews, you got Hamas. I mean, you know, I created both of them. Am I supposed to just wipe out all of my beautiful creations? I mean, yeah, some of them are sort of smelly, but oh my God, to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu now talks like the Oxford Debating Society, you know? Oh man. So we're ready to give up. That's it. Everybody turns green. Omer of Papa. You know, that's what people say. Einu da Amre Inche. Rahid v'nafal Torah. You know, when your ox runs and falls, so now breaks its leg, so then the master runs, and he takes his horse, and he says, well, we're not going to waste all this food that's in the feeding trough of the shore. So now it puts the horse in that feeding trough. So because of that, what are you going to do now when you get your shore? It's going to be very difficult to throw the horse out of its place. Well, that's what happened with Klal Yisrael. You know, you lost your place. Now you've got these idiots that you've been so nice to all these years, and now you expect to be able to just say bye-bye. You know, once you put them into that trough, they don't leave that fast. Amrav Gidel Amrav. You should know that Klal Yisrael is going to be having a wonderful time and will appreciate the Shnei Mashiach. Says Rabbi Yosef, well, I should hope so. I mean, who else is supposed to be appreciating Yemos HaMashiach? I mean, who? Chilik and Bilik? I mean, I understand. Who would you like to give it to? No. This is, why did Rav have to say this? Because Lafuk and Rabbi Hillel. Since Rabbi Hillel said, my shita is that Chizkiyo was Mashiach. Now, you blew it. You know, so you had all these wonderful things in time of Chizkiyo. You could have turned it into your mother. That's all that's left. So now, those things that you said were going to be, you know, meant to be, they actually were. So I'm coming to say, says Rav, forget about Rav Hillel, or otherwise it says, Kadosh Baruch Hu should forgive him for those words. But anyway, it's not to tell me that it's not for Chilik and Bilik. It's coming to tell me that Klal Yisrael will have still all of the wonderful things of Yemos HaMashiach that the Nevi'im speak about. Omar Rav, Lo Yibori Alma, Ella L'David. Look, if you want to talk about who it is that is the most choshiva, the idea, it's time for the Rebbe to show up right now, because this is the moment made for Rebbes. So that the world was created for David. Why? Because of all of his beautiful songs. I see that the Rebbe is probably in the middle of davening here. All of his beautiful songs, all of his compositions, all of his poetry. And ultimately, we saw before, that was the problem. Remember with Chizkiyo, he's not singing. So that means that ultimately the tachlis is for the earth to sing. And that means that David HaMelech, that's the one that symbolizes where it is that mankind can arrive. Shmuel Amar, that's only the David part. What about the Moshe David part? So the Moshe, actually the one for whom it was created was Moshe, who was the one who was going to be Mekabel Torah, and he was the one that was the Anav Mikol Adam. That is the vision of what creation was for. Rabbi Yochanan says, you ain't seen nothing. It's all really for Mashiach. That is the greatest achievement that we will have. Okay, so each one of them is bringing out a different element of Mashiach. As we see in the continuation, Mashmo. So now that we've spoken about the simonim of Mashiach and had these discussions with Mashiach, what's Mashiach's name? So of course, if you learn by Rabbi Shila, you know that his name is Shila, right? So Amar, the very Rabbi Shila, Amre, Shila Shema. It says, Ad ki yavo Shila. So obviously, it's got to be that Mashiach is Shila. If you're learning in Rabbi Yana's yeshiva, it's obviously that Yana, or Yinon, is Mashiach's name. That's another pasuk. Shenemar, Yehi Shemo Lo'olam Lifnei Shemesh Yinon Shemo. So his name should go on singing, so to speak. So obviously, it's Yanai. Rabbi Hanina says, nonsense. His name is Hanina, of course. Hanina Shemo. Shenemar, Hashelo Eitein Lachem Hanina. So you see that it must be, Hanina must be the Mashiach that you're waiting for. Some say, these are the Lubavitchers, they say his name was Menachem ben Chizkiah, and that's the Menachem we know, because it says, Kirachak bimeni Menachem meshiv nafshi Chizkiah. Maybe it's a Kabbalah. I don't know where the marker for the Chizkiah is. It seems to be a Kabbalah that we have. V'rabonan Amri, that what, it's a Kabbalah, or that it's Lubavitch? Okay. So, I mean, what the mice is, this is a little bit weird, right? It's not weird at all. The whole point over here is, I mean, the way that they, especially the Maral goes through this also again. The whole point over here is that the Gemara is not bringing out, just like we said before up until now, none of this stuff is meant to be a serious description of an entire reality. What we're talking about are slivers of elements that show up. That's the point. So there's this element in which you could see that we take for granted the bias of Trias HaMesim. And there's this element in the personality of what it is that humans have to achieve, whether it's David or Moshe or Mashiach. And there's aspects that Reb Yanai bring out that is there in the Kayach of Mashiach that has to be expressed. And there's elements of Rabbi Hanina and elements, as we said, of Dvei Shila. So every aspect is an aspect. Each one of these simonim is an aspect. Each one of these kitzim is an element that is shayach to the overall structure of kitzim. The fact that you could say kolu kol hakitzim, and that Mashiach is telling you, I'm ready, I'm there already. What do you mean, when am I coming? Why are you asking me when I'm coming? This is a tremendous sense of the integration and the totality that is meant by Mashiach, in which case it's all of these aspects are right. The only problem is that people, as we said, emes neederet, so people become adarim, so they set up their own little sheep, you know, and then every letter begins with la'anshe shlomenu. All the people that think like us are allowed to participate in this. And, you know, the slices of pie get thinner and thinner as time goes. So the whole point over here is to recognize the integration and the holistic meaning of the nature of Malchus. So Rav Nachman says, well, let me tell you something. If Mashiach is currently alive, then it's somebody like me. So then it's Kugon Ana. Shenemar v'haya adiro mimenu. Umo shalom mikirbo yetzei. So what does it say? It says beferish in the pasuk. This is an amazing pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So basically, I mean, the real meaning, I believe, is that there's all kinds of different pshatim that try to actually read it into the simple meaning of the pasuk, that the adiro, the one who's going to be the most powerful one, will come from within us. And it's going to come out from inside of the Yam, and that this is a reference. But Davka, he felt it was to himself because he was the Chatana de Venesia, and he was, whatever. I think that the deeper meaning of the Pusik is that a person who achieves a consistent level of what the Bria is in terms of its making sense and a shlemus. Obviously, he doesn't think that's the only possibility in life, but it is a real possibility. So that's what the pasuk is saying. Every person has to recognize that the malchus that's achieved is going to be like you, adiro mimenu, the moshlos mikirbo yetzei. Whatever in the end turns out to be is not going to be something strange from what you dedicated your life to and what it is that you are mechuber to. And this, I think, is the marker for the Girsa and the Rambam in the Shemoneh Prokim, who explains that you have to love Mashiach, which means that he's got to be like you. You can't love something alien. You love that which you share most deeply. So if the person understands that when he's being mechakef for Mashiach, he's being mechakef for himself, then that is the deepest awaiting for an achievement of a world that is really a place for you in that world. That's what I suspect is the real meaning. It's, and if you read it in that way, It's such an incredible pasuk, no? Hadireh mimenu, it always comes from yourself. Amar Rav, I say, if Mashiach is currently alive, he's got to be Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That's like my vision of, what a human being can be. And if it's someone who is no longer alive, then I would say it would be somebody like Daniel Ish Hamudot. Find somebody like that, so sweet, so beloved, so caring, so open to all of the... That's who we would be like. Omrev Yudah Merav. Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahamid Lahem David Acher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring for Klal Yisrael another clone of David. Shenemar V'avdu Et Hashem Elokehem V'et David Malkam Asher Akim Lahem. Note, it doesn't say Asher Hekim Lahem. Hekim Lo Nemar. It doesn't say the David that I had being a melech for them. It's the David that I will be making for them. Ela Akim. So that shows that there will be once again a clone of David HaMelech. Amalei of Papa Labaya, I don't understand. Why is it a clone? I mean, doesn't it say in the Pasuk, V'David Avdi Nasi Lahem La'olam? So in the whole description that we have in Yechezkel, so over there it says, My Eved David. I mean, that doesn't refer to some new clone, does it? I mean, that's the original. So it says Avdi David. So then it means it's the same one? No. If it's a clone, so then there's basically going to be two available at the same time, right? So you can have like a Kesar, Upalge Kesar. So remember, what does it say? David Avdi, Nasi Lehem Lo'olam. Now, a Nasi is not the same thing as a Melech, right? So the new David was called a Melech. This David, the original, is called the Nasi. So you can have a king and you can have a president. So that's like having a Kesar and a Palge Kesar. So there's a nice, you know, a nice niche in the government for the original David. But, you know, it's always the clones that take over. And therefore, he's going to be the real Melech. Darash Rabbi Smilai. My dichtiv. What does it mean when it says, Oy, you poor idiots. Hamitavim et Yom Hashem. You sit there claiming, we want Mashiach now. We want Mashiach now. Lama zelachem Yom Hashem. Why would you want that? The Yom Hashem is choshech v'lo or. That's going to be darkness. That's not going to be light. So, I mean, the Pasha says it's referring to the Christians. You know, we're talking about, you know, the second coming, and we had our great Messiah, and when will he come to take us to his heavenly abode, you know? So, Marshal Letarnagova Atalef. Now, here we've got a rooster and a bat. Okay, so they're sitting together and waiting for sunrise. So the rooster says to the bat, now, listen, I'm happy to be sitting here with you and watching the nice scenery, but I don't get it. What do you want the morning for? I mean, look, I'm waiting for the morning. Ani mitzapeh la'ora, because ora shelihu. After all, I mean, when I'm the rooster, I can start doing my cry in the morning. So this is my cue. But for you, the morning is bye-bye, Atalef. You're supposed to be safely in your cave, sitting there in the bat cave. So why are you in there? The ata lamalacha ora. I think you're looking for the wrong day. So too, Klal Yisrael feels the same way. You know, you guys are waiting for the second coming. Let me tell you something. There's nothing to wait for. Back to your bat caves. V'hainu di amarle ahu mina l'Rabbi Abo. So there was this min who asks Rabbi Abo. This is again, the minim are often referring to the Christians. And Rabbi Abo answered him, when darkness covers those kind of people, it's very clear who he is referring to. What? You dare to speak to me like that and curse me? You asked me when Mashiach is coming, and I'm quoting you a pasuk. It says, V'alayik Yizrach Hashem, u'kvodo alayik Yera'ez. What am I supposed to tell you, something against the Holy Book? I thought you guys believe in the Holy Book. It says over here, darkness will cover all of the nations, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shine on you. That would be the whole point. Lovely, Rabbi Osei.